This is the Real BS Show on a lazy, lazy Thursday.
Yeah. Sleepy.
I'm very lazy.
It's a nice day out, too.
Yeah, it's pretty outside and a little chilly, but nice sunshine. Very nice sunshine. Oh, let's just play whatever today.
Yeah, just mix it up.
It's a whatever day.
Yeah.
Don't have any. There's so much bad news that it's sad. I mean, the government's lying to us, telling how wonderful everything is, and everybody else is being inflated away to nothing.
That's true.
Hoo-wee.
I mean, there's some good news. I mean, you look at what's happening in Argentina. Things are turning around there pretty good. So.
Yeah, I don't live there at all.
You don't speak
Spanish. I guess you have to live there to know for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some Poor Man's Poison. Is that what you said?
That's right. Yeah.
Poor Man's Poison is interesting, very interesting. All right, let's do it.
There is a hill at the bottom of the valley where all the poor souls go when they die. And if you listen real close, you can hear them like a ghost saying you're never gonna make it out alive. There is a town at the bottom of that hill. They got a secret that they keep like a slave. They got a black magic preacher. You do well to let them teach you. You'll be headed up that hill to the grave. And it is well with my soul. You line your pockets full of money that you steal from the poor. And on your way down hell, you hear me ring that bell. I paid the devil twice as much to keep your soul. Then there was smoke. Then that preacher man was hanging by a rope. And then they all fell to their knees and begged that drifter, begged him please, as he raised his fist before he spoke. I am the righteous hand of God, and I am the devil that you forgot. And I told you one day you will see that I'll be back, I guarantee. And that hell's coming, hell's coming, hell.
BS Show
coming at you live,
yeah,
on a lazy Thursday.
Nothing better than birds out there, right?
Is today flying the last day of May?
That's right, the 30th. Yeah,
30th. Oh, then there's 31. Then,
yeah, it's 31. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Second to the last day.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, it's gonna be a hot summer, I think.
I think so too. And rainy. It's right now the second rainiest spring on record since 160 years. Of record keeping. That's a lot of rain, Bill.
It's a lot of grass mowing.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
Everybody's out mowing their lawn every other day.
That's the truth. You know, I think there was one week, a couple weeks ago, where it was raining almost every day for 7 days straight or 5 days straight. I'm not sure. And it just, when it was going to stop, I was like, God, I just want to get outside and just be outside, you know?
Yeah, you have to sit on the porch.
Right.
Listen to it.
Yeah, that's right. Deal with groundhogs.
Yeah, pot shot at the groundhog. Yeah,
that's true.
Make their life miserable, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's springtime's here. You know, we got all the flowers blooming. You got, birds flying everywhere trying to make nests.
You know, I was looking around my house. It's like a zoo out there. I mean, there's rabbits everywhere and turkeys wandering around and deer everywhere. It's just, and birds, holy smokes.
Birds are attacking you, aren't they?
Jeez, they're all, well, I got this red-winged blackbird that don't like me living there. So he, every time I walk out of the house, he's just buzzing around my head. You know, he doesn't know or hasn't figured out that I'm the one that's filling up the bird feeder.
Right, right. And then you have a cardinal going after your mirror on your car.
Yeah, he's kind of toned it down a little bit. He just sits there and looks. He doesn't. He's not attacking himself in the mirror anymore.
Oh, that's good.
So he's not pooping on the side of my car so much. So, yeah, but it's just crazy. I don't know, just animals everywhere. I don't know what's going on. But, hey, I guess you want to live in the woods, you got to put up with the residents, I guess.
That's right,
your neighbors are different than in town.
Bill the Bushman, yeah.
Yeah. But I'd take that over living in town, that's for sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Especially in cities these days, you know.
I haven't run into any bears yet this year, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they I'm ready for them, you know. I'm going to.
Well, most of the black bears, unless it's a mother with a cub, most of them are pretty chill, unless it's a male that's hungry. If male's hungry, they'll get aggressive, but usually they're pretty peaceful.
Yeah, they haven't created any havoc, you know.
I remember when you lived...
A few years ago.
I remember you were living in Canada Lake, and you had bears killing your bird feeders.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of bears down there.
They were really... thick bears there.
Yeah, very bold, too.
Very well-fed looking.
Just wander right down the streets, you know, the West Side Drive or whatever it was.
Right.
I thought they owned it. It's crazy. Scary, though.
What time was it they usually came out?
Right about dusk.
Really?
You know, yeah, that's when they get real bold. They're looking around. You can still see them pretty clear.
Huh.
On into the night. But better there than my house.
That's true.
So that's, there's groundhogs and raccoons and you name it. There's animals of all kinds there.
Any foxes?
Yeah. Matter of fact, a fox just got hit by a car
down
the road from me. Yeah. So the crows and all them are having a feast. But, yeah, I don't know. Let's play some more Poison music.
Yeah, poor man's poison.
Here's to the greater good for all. Do what you know you should for all. We all may die. To know you, bump and dance, come on,
come on, come on, come on. time to waste. Remind the slaves they ain't gonna make it out alive today. I said, hey, you poison the well. Watch it all burn, take him straight to hell. He's got the whole world in his hands. It was nice to know you. We've all been damned, come on. Coming for us now.
Coming for us now.
Somehow they found us out.
They found
no sudden moves, don't make a sound. They're out for blood this time around. We gotta burn it all down. Today's the day, revolution's on its way.
Our time is now.
Hold the line, this is how we'll be defined.
Just stand your ground.
Give and take only works when both sides really give and take.
Revolution's
on its way.
Look around, what do you know?
This whole damn place is about to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me. Tried to hold us down.
Tried to hold us down.
But they can't control us now.
Can't control us.
Today's the day, revolution's on its way.
Our time is now.
Hold the line, this is how we'll be defined.
Just stand your ground.
Give and take only works when both sides really give and take. About to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me. About to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me.
Time for the real BS show, or time for us to BS?
Yeah, BS.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill and
Seth. It's a lazy day, so
yeah.
About all I'm good for today.
Yeah. We take some breaks and go out in the sunshine, and it's real nice.
Yeah, talk to the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can get them to jump down, come down off their pole.
Attack Bill. Yeah.
They do that at my house. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. But. It's the way it goes.
There's many cool apps out there that you can use to identify, like you can use Google Lens to take pictures of and figure out what things are. And there's another one, I can't remember the name of it, but we've talked about it before in person, but it allows you to identify a bird by the song it sings. And I think it's by Carnegie Mellon or something like that. They have it's like a bird ID thing. And it's really cool. It's really accurate.
Well, if it tweets and it flaps its wings and
yeah,
it's a bird.
but
what else do I need to know?
But well, the reason I do it is then I can like ID what the kind of bird it is because I might not know what the sound is.
I could care less.
And then I play something back to irritate it.
Oh, you talk to it.
Yeah, I try to at least. So
chat with it. The other thing I got a lot of is frogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot, those tree frogs are loud. You get about 300 of them going at once. Holy smokes.
Add in the bullfrogs, huh?
Well, the bullfrogs, they're not so bad, but those tree frogs are loud.
Piercing.
Really loud, yeah. And when you get 300 of them going, whew. And it's just around my house. Nobody else, nobody, you know, up and down the road in my son's house or down at the garage, nobody's got them. Huh. Just me.
Do you think it's the pond or just the trees around? Or?
Yeah, they're in the trees. They're not in the ponds. They're in the trees.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I holler at them, but they don't listen.
Yeah, well.
So when it gets hot out and you got to leave your window open, and then you really hear them. But around midnight or 1 o'clock, they quit. They just all of a sudden stop.
Right. I remember one time driving somewhere, and I had them falling in my car window. You know, that was it was like raining tree frogs, basically.
Oh, they're loud. Ooh. They're not all that big. No, you know, but boy, are they loud.
Right. They're not big at all. It's kind of like cicadas. They're really loud, but they're not big at all, you know.
So that's the other thing I got lots of. You know, the crows are trying to catch them, but they don't do so good.
No.
They can't get them.
Huh.
So I don't know if I don't know. I don't see that many raccoons around. I don't know if they'd try to catch frogs or not. They probably would.
Right. You'd think they would. Well, as they're not poisonous or venomous or something, you know, poisonous at least, you know.
Yeah. A lot of snakes in the wood piles. When I'm loading up the wagon to deliver some, there's always a snake or two that pops out.
And field mice?
Kind of small.
A lot of field mice?
I don't see them too much. I think
the snakes are getting them, huh?
There's some feral cats or whatever that come around every once in a while. Probably clean them out. So it's a... It's a balancing act.
Do you still have the deer coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come out, say howdy all the time. I quit feeding them in the summertime. I said, that's enough.
Right.
And but they still come around, wander around, and they just, they're like cows out in the field there. They just sit out there. They're just out there munching away.
Right.
They're happy. I'm happy. But it's... pretty much a zoo. Big time zoo.
You just need to start charging for people to visit.
No, I don't want customers. No. The last thing I want is people.
That's why you moved out there. You're in a tiny house away from
stay
people.
Stay away from people, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Some folks think, how in the world do you do that? I said, I like it. It's nice to breeze, listen to the wind in the trees. It's great.
Most people would be envious of you, because you kind of have a peaceful existence out there, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You have less worries than, let's say, someone in a city thinking about crime or, you know, how they're going to get their kid to, you know, school and work, and you don't have to worry about any of that.
No, I don't. Nothing. Uh-uh.
And all of your kids are self-sufficient, you know? So it's like, you kind of have a lot of freedom.
I don't get any calls from my kids unless they need something.
Yeah. But they're good kids, you know?
They don't ask for much of anything.
Yeah, you have to say, that's one thing is, you know, I'll say my son's a good kid, and I think you raise good adults, you know, they turn into good adults, and most people would be blessed to have that. I know some people that have their kids turned out to be real horrible, and they were good parents. They'd have one kid that'd be really bad, and then they have like two that were good, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, most people don't have that.
That's a pretty good batting average, one out of three.
Right.
You'd be a millionaire if you were a baseball player.
Right, that's true.
So, well, let's play some more Poison for poor man's Poison.
Yeah, poor man's Poison.
Poor man, yeah.
They have a good message, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of neat. They're definitely good musicians.
Oh, definitely.
Ooh. Good singers, and they're the whole nine yards. So, take it away, Seth.
Candlelights and empty souls quietly behind the doors are bleeding us just for fun. Men of power telling lies with shifty hands and thirsty eyes, and they can smell your fear like blood. Oh,
fire to a soul. And oh, sweet providence, come save us from ourselves, from hell in consequence. Feed the rich and kill the poor. Turn out the lights and just ignore what's going on outside. The beating hearts of the depraved, we've turned the people into slaves, and we've given up before we've even tried. And oh, my weary soul, we met your kind before. Set fire to a soul. And oh, sweet providence, come save us from ourselves, from hell in consequence.
Until the game stops being fun. Hey man, come on down. They're selling truth on the corner now. Look at them all dressed in white. Said the angels must have came into town last night. Hey man, come on down. They got your fix on the corner downtown. Look at them with their heavy hearts broke down at the bottom, not knowing where to start. A bad season, coked out, down in his knees. He took a wrong turn down the wrong street, and he got burned by his family. He says, I'm giving up. He says, I'm giving in. Got the preacher man preach about living in sin. He's got God and the devil fighting for his soul. He got love for a price, and now he's selling it all, singing, hey man, come on down. Singing, hey man, come on down. Come on down, they're selling truth on the corner now. Look at them all dressed in white. Said the angels must have came into town last night. Hey man, come on down. They got your fix on a corner downtown. Look at them with their heavy hearts. Broke down at the bottom, not knowing where to start, singing. Hey, hey, hey. Come on down, hey, 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 hey,
to the Real BS Show. The next ones we got up, they're a little bit different. It's a comedian, and he's kind of making fun of modern music, we'll call it that.
I haven't heard these, so this is new to me, too.
I think it fits. You know, you get the country songs, you know, there's some real funny stuff about that, and then kind of the pop songs. And I the reason I bring up the pop one, it's called Repeat Stuff. I brought that up because we were sitting in the fine dining in Union City, and you heard rap stuff.
Oh, that crap at McDonald's. I told Cheryl, she's the manager, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what she is. She's a big shot.
Yeah.
So you turn that crap off, you know. Get some burger-eating music on there. Get rid of this trash that you're playing. Jeez, man. Terrible.
Yeah.
Kill your appetite.
Yeah, I mean, and there's truth to that, you know? Like,
I don't know what they're thinking. Jeez. Terrible. Didn't you got some songs here that, you know, some old-timer
They'll come after
those tunes after, you see?
Yeah, we'll come back to that after these two.
I mean, take you a couple seconds, boom, you got to be a baby boomer or whatever, you know.
Or you were raised on that music from your baby boomer parents like I was, you know. But yeah, I'll play these two songs. This is a humorous thing you can kind of enjoy and maybe take a lesson from that because comedy has some truth to it, you know. So
usually.
We'll whoop these out.
Okay.
Love songs used to be so beautiful. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table. T.S. Eliot. Nowadays, thanks to corporately owned pop stars, love songs are even more beautiful. How beautiful are today's love songs? I'll show you. I love your hair, I love your name, I love the way you say it. I love your heart and you're so smart, just gave away it. I love your sis, I love your dad, I love your mom. But more than all of that, I love the fact that you are dumb enough to not realize everything I've said has been said before in a thousand ways, in a thousand songs, sung with the same four chords. But you'll still love it and let me finger you.
Finger you.
Oh girl, I hope you don't think that I'm rude when I tell you that I love you, boo. I also hope that you don't see through this cleverly constructed ruse designed by a marketing team cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem and girls' desperate need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us, though meaning might be missing. We need to know the words after just one listen. So repeat stuff, 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 yeah. Repeat stuff. My baby, and you know I couldn't live without her. But now I need to make every girl think the song's about her, just to make sure that they spread it like the plague. So I describe my dream girl as really, really vague. Like, I love your hands cause your fingerprints are like no other. I love your eyes and their bluish, brownish, greenish color. I love it when you smile that you smile wide. And I love how your torso has an arm on either side. Now, if you're my agent, you might be thinking, oh no, sound the alarms. You're not appealing to little girls who don't have arms, but they can't use iTunes, so fuck 'em, who needs 'em? Oh girl, I hope you don't think that I'm rude when I tell you that I love you, boo. I also hope that you don't see through this cleverly constructed ruse designed by a marketing team cashing in on puberty and low self-esteem. And girls desperate need to feel loved. America says we love a chorus, but don't get complicated and bore us, though meaning might be missing. We need to know the words after just one listen. So repeat stuff, 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 repeat stuff. Repeat it till the day you die.
I'm in magazines full of model teens so far above you. So read them and hate yourself, then pay me to tell you I love you. And your parents will always come along, because their little girl is in love. And how could love be wrong? How could love be wrong?
When you repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff, repeat stuff.
Any big fans of country music out there? Yeah. Ooh, some people extending my name. Boo, that's also approval. I think country music gets a bad rep. You know, why is it that when Bruce Springsteen sings about a fucking turnpike, it is art? And then when someone sings about a horse, it's dumb inherently? I think some of the greatest songwriters of all time are country artists, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, you know? And if you're writing honestly, that is art, and I would never bash that. The problem is, with a lot of modern country music, what is called stadium country music, the sort of Keith Urban brand of country music, is that it is not honest. It is the exact opposite of honest.
Where instead of people actually telling their stories, you got a bunch of millionaire metrosexuals who've never done a hard day's work in their life, but they figured out the words and the phrases they can use to pander to their audience, and they list the same words and phrases off sort of Mad Lib style in every song, raking in millions of dollars from actual working class people. You know the words, you know the phrases. Phrases like a dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, you'd still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin, that's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman, sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean, strike that last one. I'm whacking you, I hope you're failing me. Subtextually, we go to bed, you doze off, so I take your country girl clothes off. I put my hands on your body, it feels like, hey, it's a fucking scarecrow again. I might be Mandarin, fuck your ears, I'm pandering. I write songs for the people who do jobs in the towns that I'd never move to. Legalize gerrymandering, tolerate my pandering. You got a beautiful mouth, I got a beautiful... Y'all dumb motherfuckers want a key change. Thematically meandering, emphatically pandering. I got a tight grip on my demo's balls,
say the word truck, they jizz in their overalls. You don't know what land you're in. I'm in the land of pandering. And I'll be up front. I do what I do, cause I'm a total fucking country boy.
Oh, it's the Real BS Show. It's time for Name That Tune.
Yeah.
Is that right? For us baby boomers or our older generation, I guess you'd say.
Right.
You should get these, you know, after a couple seconds. You should know these.
Well, Bill did.
Yeah, it was. You got pretty good ones here.
I just randomly picked songs that I like and just threw them in there, kind of thinking, oh, I'll trip Bill. No, he knew them right away.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's from my old days. So if that's the end of the day, we've been screwing around for about an hour now, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, I guess we'll see you next week. Hopefully the weather will stay nice like this, and June will be a beautiful month.
That's true.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, see you next week.
Town. trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you, and dream of you.
You say you will love. If I have to go, you'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say though we may be blind. Love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love. And though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.